State Department issues guidance for Americans stuck in Middle East during Operation Epic Fury. By Katherine Hamilton on March 2, 2026. The U.S. Department of State issued guidance on Monday for Americans stuck in the Middle East amid Operation Epic Fury in Iran. The State Department issued guidance on the third day of the ongoing U.S. military operation against Iran, following the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and nearly 50 senior leaders of the Iranian regime. U.S. Central Command has announced the deaths of four American military service members in the operation, which President Donald Trump said is expected to last for 4 or 5 weeks. The State Department said Americans stuck in the Middle East region who need consular or emergency assistance can call 24/7 at 1-202-501-4444 from overseas or 1-888-407-4747 from the United States and Canada. The department also recommends Americans trapped in the Middle East enroll in STEP at step.state.gov to receive the latest updates from the nearest U.S. embassy and follow the department on a travel gov on social media or the WhatsApp channel U.S. Department of State. Security updates for U.S. citizens. The U.S. Virtual Embassy Iran is advising Americans to shelter in place due to ongoing military operations or to leave Iran by land if safe to do so. The security alert gives more recommendations about actions to take for safety, as well as nearby borders that are open for parties looking to escape the country. Read more, Livewire Operation Epic Fury Day 3, the latest news from Iran in the Middle East. Earlier Monday, embassies in the region issued warnings to U.S. citizens, including those in Lebanon, who were advised to leave the country immediately while commercial flights remain available. In Iraq, Americans were told to exercise increased caution, keep a low profile, and shelter in place until further notice. The State Department did not immediately indicate how many U.S. citizens are stuck in the Middle East.